This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco on this live Sunday edition of the program. Welcome to it. Our toll-free number, should you wish to reach us and talk on the radio, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we prepare to enter the week leading up to Anarchapulco, which kicks off on Thursday. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, last night on our live Saturday edition of the show, we started a story about this so-called Green New Deal. And you told me tonight you think this is such an important story that we should continue it.
Yes, we did. We
even though it's just a proposal.
It's just a proposal, but it's a proposal by a lot of Democrats that are running for president here in the future.
Okay.
And Trump, with his controversial presidency, is possibly going to be the first person in close to two decades that would only have one term.
Okay, because he's been upsetting so many people on the left and the right, is what you're saying?
I mean, like, you know, yes. He hates, and especially the politicians in Washington, D.C., which are important gatekeepers.
Okay, so last night, the reason we didn't even get through the stories, because we're open phones, you can call in, you can bring up anything that you want. If you want to take control of the airwaves, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. Speaking of Trump, I've actually got a clip here from him that we can play where he is warning against socialism, which, of course, a lot of these people who are proposing these green things are probably socialists, I would guess. I think AOC, Alexandria
Cortez certainly claims to be. Elizabeth Warren probably wouldn't shy too far away from the term. Cory Booker probably would. Kamala Harris.
He would shy away from it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can go into that. Also, our Discord call-in line rooms are open and available to you. And that's a way you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in our semi-rooftop studio in Acapulco as, once again, we watch as another sunset begins here. So, Mark, where's the story from again?
Yeah, this is from thefederalist.com. And the first things that we talked about were they wanted to ban what the Federalist calls affordable energy, but basically ban fossil fuels, including natural gas. And this is where...
Not going to happen.
Yeah, a lot of the energy in the world comes from. So also eliminating nuclear energy. If you want to have a if you want to eliminate carbon dioxide in the air, and you want to
if you want to eliminate carbon dioxide, you want to kill the world's forests.
No, if you want to eliminate the increases of carbon dioxide in the air,
okay,
and you're not willing to entertain nuclear energy, you just live in a fantasy world.
Hmm.
Okay, that's all. They also want to eliminate 99% of cars because, well, they want to eliminate the combustion engine vehicle. They want to gut and rebuild every building in America because they want every building in America, that's a quote, retrofit every building in America.
Are they going to pay for it? How is that going to happen?
It's magic Democrat money, Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because the only way that you're going to be able to do that, first of all, the logistics of accomplishing something like that are staggeringly insane to even think about. Because there's so many buildings. And further, where the money would come from? Well, they'd have to crank up the printing presses, right? Which would lead to massive hyperinflation.
Well, what they could and would do is they put large taxes on the coolants, basically. Because what the idea is to retrofit every building in America for energy efficiency, state-of-the-art energy efficiency. So coolants will then be taxed heavily. That's how this is going to be done. Also, they want to eliminate air travel. With and replace it with high-speed rail at a scale where travel stops become necessary.
It's ridiculous.
Air travel stops. Air travel stops becoming necessary.
This as they flit about from place to place on their own airplanes.
Yes, but they wanted to flit about on electromagnetic, magnograv,
right. So
choo-choos like they saw in Black Panther.
So get rid of airplanes and then make it so everybody has to ride on a train, which of course doesn't go everywhere. So when you get to your wherever it is the train station is that's nearest to your destination. I mean, in Keene, where we live, it's a half an hour away.
That's not too bad.
So you're supposed to bike to the – because they also want to get rid of cars, they said. So what's the plan?
You could use electric vehicles to get from here to there. They'd be fine with that.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. If – if rail travel was practical, people would be doing it now.
Yeah.
But instead, it is incredibly
affordable and practical. Practical.
It's expensive, and Amtrak has to be subsidized to the tune of billions of dollars per year.
Right.
They also want to give everybody a government-guaranteed job. The bill
that sounds awful.
Yeah. The proposes the United States government will provide every single American with a job that includes a family-sustaining wage.
Wow.
Family and medical leave, vacations, and a pension.
So basically fake make-work programs that have nothing to do with anything that's demanded in the marketplace. I mean, we have no idea what they exactly mean by a government-provided job, but if it's not something that the marketplace wants, then it's a waste.
Well, the previously Obama and McCain both agreed that we needed a this program, this
national
program,
service is what they call
national service program that was as large, as powerful, and as well funded as the United States military. The United States military currently sucks up one half of U.S. discretionary spending. That's a lot. That's a very large proposal as far as costs go. And already the United States is $22 trillion in debt and going further in all the time.
Now, were they talking about, it's been a while since we've talked about national service. We did cover that when it was happening, but that was McCain and Obama.
Well, here
so it
is
11
again.
Years ago. Were they talking about paychecks for national service? I thought it was like, oh, you got to do this because
no,
it's
they
your
pay,
service.
Yes, they pay people who get drafted in the military.
Okay.
So, yes, absolutely. Free education. So the Green New Deal promises free college or trade schools for every American.
So make college worth even less than it currently has been devalued.
Right. What we need is 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th grade.
Basically, the idea being that let's go ahead and make it so that everybody's got the exact same certification. They've got the same degree. So, therefore, no one person will stand out above the next. There's no point, basically, to even continuing. Would they then also make college mandatory as well?
Well, that's next, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
That's what they did with high school, right?
Yeah.
Like first, it was everybody deserves to be able to go to high school if they want to go to high school, and then high school becomes mandatory for everybody. In high school, as a result, currently, today, a high school diploma is worth nothing.
Jack.
Nothing. I mean, so much so that if you get a job, you check high school diploma as having a job. No one asks you to see it.
No, why would they?
So having a high school diploma is as good as any lie.
Yeah, I mean, you were able to fill out the job application, so therefore, you're good enough.
Right, and it's no doubt that there are some job applications out there that require a bachelor's degree, but what will those same jobs require once everybody
has
a bachelor's degree? I don't know. But
so this is just a big old giveaway program. We want everybody to come on board. Here's all these freebies that we're going to promise, and we're going to blame Trump because he's going to veto it maybe, and then therefore elect them in 2020 is the idea. Elect them if you want to see all these wonderful promises come true.
Who doesn't want free education for life? Wouldn't it be wonderful to just go back to school if you feel like it? Off you go.
No, I'm just not interested in going to school.
No, I'm not that either, but I can imagine lots of people are. But if you're guaranteed a government job in the process, then who cares if you're going to school? The Green New Deal promises the government will provide...
What happens, hold on, before you go on, what happens if you are guaranteed a job and you just don't show up? Is it guaranteed to be there for you if you are a total piece of S who never shows up on time and doesn't do the things that you're told to do? I mean, again, I'm telling you these jobs are going to be worthless anyway, but presuming there's some sort of requirement that you're supposed to perform at this job, do you just kind of have dibs on it forever?
Well, what we've seen is that government bureaucrats, in many cases, don't show up for work for months.
Sure, you know, they keep getting paid.
Yeah, they'll show up for 2 hours, and you know, we've got all kinds of stories out there of government bureaucrats who manage to get jobs where they basically don't do anything.
I'm surprised they went with this halfway approach of promising jobs when others have talked about this UBI, this universal basic income, which basically doesn't even require that you even have this idea of a job. It's
That's
just,
a
here's a check.
There's a different article on that, but actually there's a quote from the Green New Deal that says that they will provide some kind of funding for people who...
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets SmartCash apart is the SmartHive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the SmartHive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, SmartCash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump on into one of those. The Discord server is our chat server for listeners of the show. And it is available to you 24 hours a day. There literally are people in there, it seems like, almost all hours of the day and the night. So before, during, and after Free Talk Live, you can join whatever conversations happen to be happening there over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is, as I say, another way you can also call in live during our live show hours, which, of course, are all 7 nights per week. Over at discord.lrn.fm.
Yeah, I was just watching one of the Bitcoin.com videos. Every week they put out a new news video, and you can go check them out at YouTube. Just look for Bitcoin.com. And apparently there are they've been some innovations in their new Badger wallet. So they have a wallet that allows you to do split payments and a variety of things. So if you want to, you know, say for instance somebody's buying some licensed music or whatever, and they're going to spend $1 for the song, and the artist gets 90% and 10% goes to, I don't know, the promoter or something. Well, that wallet apparently allows you to create a address that makes that happen just instantly, and everybody's paid. It's pretty amazing. Go check them out and see the video, watch the video on YouTube, and check out the website, bitcoin.com.
All right, let's go to the phones, do the fun. I presume you have more on this Green New Deal
coming up,
Mark, that you want to share. Are there more points to this thing? Okay,
yes.
We got more to get through here in this big giveaway program, this promise from government goons on
chicken
the
in every pot.
We'll get into that coming up here, but first, yeah, tell that to the people in Venezuela who can't even find the most basic.
Yeah, well, the socialists here in the United States are making big excuses about that, too.
All right, let's go to Jim. He's listening in Independence, Missouri. Great name of a town there, listening to KFEQ. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Free Talk. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I'm envious of you that you're in Acapulco.
It's very beautiful here.
Yeah, and anyway, I'm glad that there's this show because, and that when there are new radio talk shows, because, I mean, I think that most of the radio talk shows, and one guy in particular that counsels people on whether or not they should buy a gumball, he's on 1,500 radio stations. It's just whitewash.
Who?
It's just to keep people from being able to talk about what's on their mind. So I really like...
Who is it that is counseling people over whether they should buy a gumball?
Who's on 1,500?
Dave Ramsey.
Oh, well, he's not on that many stations. He's on maybe around 400, 500,
yeah,
I think.
I think
about 500 stations. He's massive. I mean, there's no doubt. Dave Ramsey is one of the biggest...
The largest independently syndicated guy in America.
Yeah, he's huge.
I don't want to harp on him, but it's just one example of...
No, I don't. I wasn't intending to. I was just curious what you meant. I mean, to be fair to Dave Ramsey, the guy does, from what I understand, I mean, I've not listened to a lot of his show, but I've heard him give some pretty good financial advice to folks. He's trying to help people get out of debt. And that's, you know, that's a pretty good thing to do, right? Get out of debt?
Well, unless you're somebody, the way I see it, if you're dumb enough to get into debt, then you should be left in it.
Well, that's kind of a nasty thing to say.
I mean
a lot of people
got to learn at some point.
Yeah, a lot of people are young and they don't know any better, right? Like the credit card companies will just come right in. And a lot of young people think a credit card is just free money. They don't understand it. You don't learn in government school what a credit card is and
how
it works.
A parallelogram is, though.
So I don't know. I think that people need to be cut a break, and if they want to turn their lives around, then I think that's a good thing.
Yeah,
anyway,
but you're allowed to like any show you're allowed
to
like.
Absolutely.
Okay,
go ahead with what you're calling about tonight.
I'm glad that there's a show where you can call and talk about what's on your mind. And I'm not completely ready to kick my Federal Reserve banker to the curb. So how do I, like, let's say I have an extra $1,000. How do I slowly get into the, what do you call it, alternate currency market? Or how do I slowly ease myself out of the Federal Reserve
Bank? Are you interested in cryptocurrency, gold and silver,
yeah.
A mix of both?
I don't have $15,000 to buy a Bitcoin. So this is a
common misunderstanding of Bitcoin. So you do not need to buy an entire Bitcoin. That's the good news. If you have $1,000 to invest in, let's say you want to put half of that into cryptocurrency, so you've got $500 that you want to put into crypto, like Bitcoin, you can buy $500 worth of a Bitcoin. Right now, that would get you over a tenth, I think, right now. Was it around $3,600,
I think, per
Bitcoin?
Bucks.
So that would get you over a tenth of a Bitcoin without having actually done the math that you can hold on to, and hopefully that will go up in value. Value over time. So, I mean, as far as getting,
if you want to hedge further, you can get one of the Bitcoin Cash too.
Sure,
you can do that too. And you can go get some gold and silver is a great hedge against inflation because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you're looking for recommendations on, go ahead.
So I can do this at the I can do this at wallet.bitcoin.com.
You just go to Bitcoin.com, and I think you can go to buy.bitcoin.com, and that's where you can buy some
Bitcoin. You can buy both Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash BCH through Bitcoin.com, which are two of the most popular cryptocurrencies on the planet right now. So that's a good place to start, and Bitcoin.com does have a wallet. There's also some other really great wallets that will let you hold even more cryptocurrencies out there as well. So there's a myriad of options. It can be a little overwhelming. I would recommend doing your due diligence and learning about Bitcoin first. So Bitcoin.com does have a nice Bitcoin Academy that is free. You can just, you know, sit there and page through it and watch the animation or watch the, you know, the different art frames, and they explain to you what it is that makes Bitcoin special and why being decentralized and distributed and, you know, basically impervious to attack by the government is a very, very useful thing. And let's see, as far as gold and silver these days, I think we like RRBI, which is the folks down there, Roberts & Roberts. They do good work selling gold and silver.
I think you can go to gold.freetalklive.com.
I don't know about that, Mark. You might want to check that before you.
I'm checking it now.
Yeah, before I would suspect.
Yeah, I don't know about
RRBI, but it's been a while. You're just looking for cryptocurrency?
Hello?
Yeah, you're right here.
I get my gold and silver through George Norrie.
Wherever you got to get it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. Good luck out there with your investing in alternatives to the government system. Definitely appreciate hearing from you, and you can join us as well. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There is a learning curve to Bitcoin, and that's why I say do your due diligence first. Take some time. Learn a little bit about it. Go watch the intro over at the Academy over at Bitcoin.com. Just look for Bitcoin Academy when you're there. I'm sure it's up in the menu system somewhere. There's a lot of stuff at Bitcoin.com. It can be a little overwhelming.
Website, yeah.
So, take your time, dig in, ask questions. He did mention our Discord server, and that is a place where you could actually go and ask some questions. There's a cryptocurrency channel in the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can crowdsource some questions, get some different answers besides maybe what me and you might give.
And you can buy gold and silver through gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And where does that take you, Mark?
RRBI.
Okay, good. Good folks over there. All right, more coming up here. You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, here on the Live Sunday edition. It's Free Talk Live from Acapulco.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar kicked off her presidential campaign in Minneapolis.
We need to be clear in our purpose. We must respect our frontline troops, diplomats, and intelligence officers who are there every day risking their lives for us.
Klobuchar said America's military deserves better than foreign policy by tweet. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is also seeking the Democrats' nomination, answered President Trump's Saturday tweet about her. He once again called her Pocahontas and said he'd meet her on the trail.
By the time we get to 2020, Donald Trump may not even be president. In fact, he may not even be a free person.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Here is 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, as well as great features on our website. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there, including the new Free Talk Live video clips that are not technically on our website. Maybe I should add a link to the site to the new clips.
Isn't there clips.freetalklive.com?
There is clips.freetalklive.com, but it's not actually linked to from our site's menu system. I mean, not that anybody goes to our website anymore, but it's still there in case you'd like to.
People type in the URLs.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So clips.freetalklive.com is where you can go. That'll take you right to a YouTube channel that has been featuring. It's come back. It's called Liberty Bits. It used to exist, and it was busy like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And we coaxed Eric Freerock out of retirement. He's back at it, cutting up Free Talk Live video episodes, for which he will not have any this week because we're not doing video from Acapulco. It would be prohibitively
difficult.
He could take
the audio of the show and just put, you know, pictures
up.
Yeah,
he's got plenty of back episodes, so he's just going to go into the back episodes. A lot of our stuff is evergreen content, so it's not really time sensitive. So he's making up clips of the show on video format. He's adding in some, you know, pictures and stuff like that to those clips to make them a little more visually interesting than just us sitting in a studio. It's like actually having a real producer, Mark. It's pretty cool.
That's nice.
And so you go to clips.freetalklive.com, then subscribe. It's a YouTube channel. then you'll get notices. Or if you don't like subscribing to YouTube or whatever, you can also follow us on Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com, at Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, or the new decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. Notices of the new videos will go to all of those platforms. So if you're subscribing on any one of those, you'll see these notices. And if it's something you're like, oh, yeah, I liked it when you guys were talking about that the other night, or you listen to it for the first time and you
like it, share it.
Share it around. And then these are things that, you know, maybe some of them will go viral. I don't know. You never know what's going to go viral.
You never really.
Although I did know that the faux restaurant in Keene, I pretty much knew that one was highly potential for viral. So anyway, go to clips.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the phone. Oh, actually, I thought we were going to the phones. Looks like Larry dropped off the line. Now, again, we also have our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Mark, let's get back into, as the sun begins its setting here in Acapulco, back into these giveaways. All the freebies you could imagine, free college, free jobs, guaranteed jobs. You can just have a job. Doesn't matter what you do with the job. It's guaranteed. So, like, you can't lose it, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have all the details on these proposals, but that's what they're proposing.
What the people that propose jobs for everyone believe is that the government is somehow, you know, as good, nearly as good, in the neighborhood of as good as the marketplace for determining who's good for a job and who's not. I mean, you know, that's just nonsense. The government's terrible at it, and is all you have to do is look at Soviet Russia, right? When the Soviet Union started
the government cars they had there.
Well, that, even before that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Bolsheviks take over. They're like, well, now what do? We hate money. We don't like money. Well, I guess we're going to have money. Well, how are we going to price things? We don't know what the proper things to price.
Just get the central committee together, and they'll decide.
They use the Sears catalog.
Yeah,
that's how they priced things, because they didn't. There isn't,
which of course has nothing to do with whatever things are actually worth in Russia. Right.
There's no feedback mechanism.
Yeah.
You know, Russia was a backwards place, and certainly once you tried communism in a backwards place, you just got backwards communism. I understand, but you know, it wasn't going to work anyway. It's not going to work. It doesn't work anywhere.
It never does.
Finland tried a universal basic income recently, and they found that doesn't work either. Ladies and gentlemen, it just doesn't work.
They just didn't try hard enough, Mark.
Nope, they didn't. That's what somebody's going to say who likes that stuff. But whatever.
All right, so you got more on the
list. If UBI is going to work, it's going to work in the private market, not distributed by government. Anyway, the government's now in the Green New Deal, wants the government to provide healthy food to every American, because
that worked really well in Russia. Yeah. Where, you know, people waited in bread lines, and it's working great down there in Venezuela as well.
They're using this term.
The government took over the grocery stores down there, and there's like nothing left.
Well, they've been going for this for some time now. They've been prepping us with the term food deserts, right?
So, no, I've never heard that.
Oh yeah, a food desert is a place where
as opposed to dessert
in the desert. Certainly, yes. There are food desserts.
Yeah.
A food desert is a place, usually in the inner city, where somebody cannot readily obtain whole meats, whole food, vegetables, fruits, things like that.
Okay.
Because it's just, you know, people in those areas want to eat chips and processed foods and things like that. They're cheaper and tastier and all that stuff. I mean, they're secret ingredients. Secret ingredient is fat,
MSG.
Sugar, salt. MSG, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
sign
things,
me up.
Those things work. And ultimately, you know, this is what we've been getting going for. But I had pigs for a long time. For years, I raised pigs. And I had a deal with a local food bank. One of the things that we would get from that local food bank, a lot of things that we get from the local food bank, were the rotting fruits and vegetables. Because poor people, even when given root fruits and vegetables for free, would not take them.
Wow.
Not in the quantity enough, at least, to get rid of them. And so I'm taking all kinds. It's one thing when you're talking about bread, right? Like bread, especially artisan breads and stuff like that. So with the places that make breads for a living might hold the bread for 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give it to the food pantry. The food pantry then holds the bread for 3 or 4 days, maybe a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pig guys get it.
Got it.
But fruits and vegetables last much longer than that. And they just weren't going. Now, the candy, never got the candy. There was a room full of candy, and they never gave me any of it.
Huh.
Sometimes they give me donuts and stuff, so I mean, I'm quite qualified, but a donut can go stale. So
pig don't care.
Yeah, I'm just saying, no, pigs don't care. I'm just saying that, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go get poor people and you're going to have to shove fruits and vegetables down
their
throats because they don't want them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't have any good answers for you. They're just not making those decisions. Maybe it's the middle class ladies who get their family together and they want everything perfect. Maybe they're the ones that are good about fruits and vegetables.
Well, see, Mark, here's what they'll do. They're going to give away. I'm sure free healthcare is coming on this list. But
nope.
No,
free healthcare is already. They've already taken care of that. That's off the table.
Really?
Yeah, free healthcare is not included in this list.
I didn't think that we had the government run healthcare in this country.
Well, you do.
Well, the government highly regulates health care, but it's not single payer yet.
If you don't make enough money, then the government will subsidize your insurance.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still not the same thing as single payer, where the government
single payer.
It's bad. I mean, what we have is a mixed bag of junk when it comes to the health care system. But here's what they can do, Mark. They're like, well, look, you're getting your government money health care, your government funded health care, and if we find out you're not eating your fruits and vegetables, we're just not going to provide you with the health care.
They're trying to do that in Great Britain already. Mm-hmm. They're farther down the pike on this one.
Right.
And they basically, when kids go to school and that sort of thing, they're trying to get into the house to make sure that they're getting their fruits and vegetables already. So especially if a kid is receiving special attention at school or whatever, well, one of the problems could be they're not getting enough fruits and vegetables, so we got to make sure they get that. So they're pretty thoroughly ensconced, and we're just going down that particular rabbit hole. And don't forget the millions, over a million closed-circuit TV cameras that they have in London.
Right.
Yeah. It's a
sir, is that a candy bar in your hands?
Yep. How are you going to enforce this stuff?
Because they don't have just closed-circuit. Remember, they have speakers.
Yes.
As of a decade ago, they did.
They can yell at you.
Right.
By the way, somebody got in trouble recently. Got a news article on that one. Somebody got in trouble recently for covering his face from one of the cameras.
That's right. I heard about
that. Facial recognition software. You can't be hiding your face anymore.
All right. What's next on this list
of ridiculous nonsense? Yeah. The Green New Deal promises that the government will provide safe, affordable, adequate housing for every American citizen. So there you go.
Wow.
Free
houses. Get it all, man. A free job, free house, free education. I mean, what do you have to do? There's like nothing you have to do, right?
Just I like the buzzword affordable housing.
Mm.
What it suggests is that the marketplace can't handle allocating proper housing. And, I see that there's people that are caught in situations. San Francisco, Seattle might be difficult to get some housing that seems affordable, but, presumably paychecks are commensurate.
We will continue here. Is there more on this list?
There's more.
All right, we got more of the freebies. What else could they possibly give away for free?
There's a band.
Free Eternal Life. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco, Mexico. As the sun has set down. We can no longer see the sun. Still bright out here at the moment, but it's going to get dark pretty soon. And folks are already going to be rolling in coming up tomorrow for the upcoming Anarchapulco starting on Thursday. Our own Derek J. Freeman is expected to arrive into town tomorrow. I believe Lynn Ulbricht is coming
tomorrow.
In as well. So folks just kind of rolling in here and getting comfy, enjoying the weather, which has just been beautiful. Hasn't rained a single drop since we've been here. And it's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. We're going to be live all the way up through Tuesday. So for the next couple days, we're live. The guys down in or up in Keene, New Hampshire, are going to be taking over on Wednesday for that show. And
thanks, guys.
And then we're going to be back on Thursday from Anarchapulco through the weekend. It's a four-day-long event, so we've got a lot to cover at Anarchapulco. There will be, I'm sure, countless people with whom we can speak, some of whom you'll probably have heard before if you've listened to Free Talk Live for a long time. Others you may never have heard before in your life.
Yeah, so. I'm curious of the sort of the listening audience, what they think about the interviews, because it's a deviation from our normal format.
It is, yeah.
But to me, we're getting to talk to a lot of very interesting people. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you skip over them? What's your opinion? You can email me at mark@freetalklive.com. I'd be interested to know. But I know that everybody has said that they really loved the combo of Vincent, Chris, and
Will.
And Will.
Last week.
Yeah, last week. So that's going to be happening again.
No, actually it won't. But Chris and Vincent will be together, and then I believe Jay Noon will be joining them on Wednesday. But anyway, you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. I'm sure they'll have fun, too.
Yeah.
You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. And also, if you want to help support the show, then do like Chris did. He's a silver amplifier over the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, AMP. freetalklive.com is where you can go get signed up. $5 per month, And that gets you access to perks that the average listener does not get access to, although we do give a lot of stuff away for free. You'll get some benefits, like you'll get access to the AMP and supporters areas on our Discord server. There's an AMP-only Facebook group for those of you still on Facebook. And there's a bunch of other bennies there, so head on over to ampamp.freetalklive.com. And do like Chris and join up. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin, BTC. It is up to you. And we really appreciate it because it's money that we can use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations with the ideas of freedom. So if you think we're worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger or whatever every single month, we sure would appreciate it. It's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, I know you got more on this Democratic giveaway bonanza, but first we go back to the phones and to the fun. We got Larry on the line in Evansville, Indiana. He's listening to WGBF. Hello, Larry.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Larry. Hey, good. You're on the air.
Good, thanks. The reason I called is concerning this new Green Deal. And I say this only because I had the opportunity. I was in the Air Force, I'm retired from the Air Force, but I had the opportunity to be stationed in Germany during the time when the Berlin Wall was still up. In addition, I had the fortunate experience of being able to talk to people that lived in East Germany at that time. And, you know, this parallels, this new Green Deal, the agenda is going to parallel what's going on there. You know, socialism is simply a lower, one step lower than communism. But the new Green Deal, okay, we eliminate air traffic, we eliminate automobiles. That's going to concentrate population in the large areas. The San Francisco's, the New York, the
they
Chicago's,
do want to do
the,
that. That's
right. And be, that's, and,
that's
and
the
they're working
sort of stated.
Right, and they're also working toward they're pressing toward eliminating the Electoral College, which would make it a straight popular vote. And then those areas that with the largest populations will actually be able to control the rest of the nation, like the Midwest. And those
well, they would need to amend the Constitution in order to get rid of the Electoral College. So, I mean, that would
that's
be
right.
an even higher bar for them to pass.
Sure.
It would be hard as hell for them to do anything as is,
right.
let alone amend the Constitution.
Right. But when you're talking about the socialists, they attack at the weakest point. They're attacking at unborn children. They're attacking the old. And they're attacking the poor. Now, when you remember that when Obama was president, he said we might need to build a middle class out. Well, what happens there is that in providing affordable housing, well, in East Germany, they would provide a person a place to live. They would provide a person to with their clothes. They would provide a person with enough food as long as they were productive. And they had them working, but yet they had barbed wire around the potato field so nobody could get in to steal potatoes. And when an individual would get old enough, then they were no longer productive. They didn't take care of them anymore. They let those people die off. And that's
right.
That's what
happens with death panels in the so-called, you know, free healthcare environments like the UK.
Right.
Oh,
right.
What's that? You're too old. You're old. Well, you're not working anymore. Well, maybe we just can't afford to do that heart repair for you.
That's right. And you remember when Obama was president, and there was a lady stand up and ask him direct question about her mother that was, I think, a year or two or so, either way, of 100 and did a pacemaker. And he said, well, you know, sometimes it's just better to give her a pill for the pain and have her relax.
Did he really?
That was a direct. That was yes. That was on television, it's been on the radios, and you know, I don't have to quote on me.
Well, that's how callous they have to be. That's how callous these programs end up. And of course, they don't want to usually admit that publicly. So
well, I can tell you this. I mean, we've had conversations like this. My wife and I have had conversations about this as a family unit. Is that if she or I are sort of hanging on there on some kind of life support system and just costing
pull the plug.
An incredible amount of money, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000 a day or whatever it is. I don't know what the numbers are, but, you know, that's
life not worth living.
It's time to let go at that point.
Yep.
So we've made a decision in our family. Now, when you turn over the government, because of money, basically, and if you turn over paying to the government, single payer, then obviously the government's going to have to decide decide who lives and dies. I'm not saying that that these decisions don't need to be made. I'm just saying that nobody's going to be happy when they're made by some kind of panel, some place that's divorced from consequence.
I'd just like to add in here that it's not always just about money. It can also be about quality of life. I mean, even if you had the money to just keep pouring money into this hospital or whatever, and all your life is crippled on a bed, and you know you got a bedpan, and every now and then your son comes in to say hello, and it's just a sad existence. I think a lot of people would just want to end it because of that.
A lot of people do force their parents to live through that because they can't argue on their own behalf. So they mommy or daddy is there, and they just make them live in a sort of shell.
Go ahead, Larry.
In terms of that, I'd like to ask both of you a question then. That's what's recently happened in New York, another precedent for not New Jersey, but in Virginia. I'll provide you an example, of pressing for abortion right up to the moment of birth. And now what they're pressing for in Virginia is if a baby is born alive, a botched abortion, a baby is born alive, they will set that, according to the governor, they will set that baby aside, resuscitate them if necessary, if the parents want them to be resuscitated, and then they will have a discussion of whether or not to keep that baby alive. Now, that's infanticide, is the act. The crime is murder at that point, because that baby is born alive. The example of that was a lady that now speaks against abortion, but she, years ago, they used to abort babies with a saline solution, salt. And they would inject it. The mother would go like 2 weeks and then supposedly, deliver a dead baby. And, she survived 2 weeks in that saline solution, almost burning her to death. And she made it. She made it. She was born alive. Now, this is what they used to do. Now, it's graphic, but they go in and they tear these babies apart, and they bring them out in pieces, or they put a needle in the back of their head and they suck their brains out.
You know, when it comes to the abortion topic, it's a hot one, especially on the radio. I used to be pro-choice when I was young and didn't want responsibility for, when I was young and single and didn't want responsibility for my actions. Yeah, I was pro-choice. When I got married and we had a kid, I saw how important and precious this life was, so I became pro-life. Then now, as time's gone on and the political divide has gotten so vitriolic and awful, what I've decided for myself is that I now take the position of pro-death, that if people who are disproportionately have low IQs, disproportionately are poor and going to remain poor, and disproportionately vote liberal, then why should I care whether or not they commit genocide on themselves?
Thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. Hop in any one of those. We'll get you on the air with us here. We've got a full 2 hours to go. We got a special guest host joining us here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.